of law.
If you're a minor, can you get your money back for your purchase after you've concealed your true age? Well, the court returned a verdict on that question. In the case of the minor's mistake, Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Rita Radcliffe looked like a woman in her mid-20s, at least. But in fact, she was not even old enough to vote. She was, however, an exceptionally resourceful minor and determined to start a business of her own. When a commuter airline announced it would make regular stops at the local airport, Rita decided, hey, what an opportunity. She thought there'd be a strong demand for a limousine service back to town from the airport. So she went to a car dealer, bought a large used limousine on credit. She knew that the dealer would reject the sale if she knew she was a minor, if he knew, so she gave her age as 23 years old. Well, before long, she was in business. But it was not the profitable business she figured on. She hung on for several months, but the number of passengers wanting rides remained low, and by that time she had paid in about $3,000 and still owed $4,500 more when the dealer repossessed the limousine for several missed payments. Rita thought that was pretty unfair. So shortly after her 21st birthday, she went to the dealer and said, I'm now 21, and I disaffirm my contract. Kindly return my $3,000 and keep the car you already have taken back. And the dealer said, hey, what kind of talk is this? You use a car for over a year? I get it back in such bad shape that I take a big loss on the balance, and now you want your money back on top of all of this because you're a minor? Get lost, lady. Rita got her attorney to file suit. In court, the attorney said, under the law, a minor has an absolute right, after becoming of age, to disaffirm his or her contract and get back any money paid in, regardless of any damage the seller may have had. Rita should have her payments returned to her. The dealer's attorney said, we agree that that's the law in some states, yes, but the facts here go further. Rita, as a minor, lied about her age. She looked older and successfully deceived the dealer by making a false statement. She should not be allowed to commit fraud and then be rewarded by a return of her money. What should the court decide in this case of the minor's mistake? Well, we'll find out in just a moment. If you're a minor, can you get your money back for your purchase even after you've concealed your true age? No, said the U.S. Supreme Court. Here the minor had a mature appearance. She falsely represented her age and induced the dealer to make the sale to her. The courts cannot allow misrepresentation of any kind, even if it's perpetrated by a minor. Rita will not be allowed to recover her money. In this particular case, heard before the highest court in the land, by the way, it's a point of law on WCCO.